Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Once heavily recruited, Bear Alexander, a defensive tackle, now at USC, or was at USC, is now once again in the transfer portal. Bear Alexander is a guy that people ask, well, why? This is an SEC channel. Why are we talking about this? Because Bear Alexander, quite simply, is one of the most talented, high-ceiling defensive line prospects in the country. There is no doubt about that. And with the rule that SEC schools cannot take intra-conference transfers, so you can't go from one SEC school to another at this point in the year with the deadline already having passed for that, SEC schools that need defensive line improvement have to look outside the conference. So Bear Alexander seems naturally, yes, give me that talent, right? But there are some things that you need to consider, and there are a couple of key guys, key schools that are going to be involved in this decision that we have to examine. Is it worth the risk? And we'll get into that here in just a second. Hello, everyone. I'm Blaine Gilmer. Welcome into SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet, where we're constantly putting out football content for you. Also, some basketball and baseball related content as well. But football is our main focus here. We would love it if you would like, subscribe, turn on notifications. That's greatly appreciated. Because when you do, we're able to pass along some nice little discounts to you, like this one with our partner, Roback.com. That's Roback.com. If you haven't heard about Roback, well, listen up, because if you like performance polos, just comfortable clothing that is going to fit you well, that's going to look great, then you need to head over to Roback.com, particularly those performance polos that are moisture wicking, that are four-way stretch. Guys, you're going to love how you look, love how it feels. Also, the Azalea collection, bright colors for the spring. That it, you know, the Masters is this week as we're recording this. So, guys, check out Roback.com. And if you go over there and use our promo code SECU, then you can get 20% off your first purchase over there using that promo code. So, guys, we would greatly appreciate you checking out Roback.com. Get you some very comfortable, very stylish apparel to wear if you're in the need for it this spring, and go over and check out our friends at Roback. Greatly appreciate it. Use that promo code SECU. Now, let's dive in to Bear Alexander. 48 tackles this year for USC, a former five-star prospect that we'll get into his SEC pass in just a minute. But 48 tackles, you know, six tackles for a loss, just a couple of sacks on the year, batted down four passes. Bear Alexander, the talent is not the issue. He's always been talented. Bear Alexander can play football. He's 6'3", over 300 pounds, quick twitch guy, has heavy hands at the beginning, so he can play the run. He can get after the passer from the interior of the defensive line. He can move up and down the defensive line depending on the personnel and the down and distance situation. So Bear Alexander is someone that, listen, NFL teams are going to have interest in one day. But just like any personnel decision, it goes beyond what is on the field, right? Let's not forget that Bear Alexander started his career at Georgia. He was a highly touted freshman that moved around. Okay, that was part of the issue there. He moved around. He was committed to Georgia, decommitted, committed somewhere else, then ended up decommitting from them, came back to Georgia as a commit. So when it comes to Bear Alexander, the biggest question is the talent, is the amount of production you're going to get worth the risk that he brings with them? Okay, and when it comes down to it, there's two schools, and you see their helmets behind me, Texas and LSU, that are being linked to SEC schools that are being linked to Bear Alexander. And the biggest question I would have if I was sitting across from Sarkisian or Kelly here in a informal setting where I, you know, it wasn't on the record, anything like that, and I could just inject a little truth serum and get their response, I would ask them, is the potential of Bear Alexander coming in and being maybe an all-conference caliber player 1 year because you know he's going to the league after that. Is that worth the risk when you know that he is a potential locker room problem? And why do I say he's a locker room problem? I'm not talking anything about, you know, personally, I can't speak to things with play relationship with players and things like that. Although things did not end well at Georgia, there was definitely some strife between some people at Georgia, both coaches and players, and Bear Alexander, and he moves on to USC. But guys, this is Bear Alexander's seventh school that he will be going to in a seven-year span. Four in high school. This will be his third college.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This is not maybe necessarily even a Bear Alexander problem. And what do I mean by that? The coach of the UConn Huskies men's basketball team, Dan Hurley, that just led his team to back-to-back national championships in men's college basketball and just dominated through the NCAA tournament, was recently quoted in a interview talking about how when they go about selecting players to be a part of their program, they look heavily into the parents. Because if a kid has gone to, what he said, six or seven different travel ball teams, four or five different high schools, then they probably don't want them because the parents are not holding their child accountable and they are actually enabling a entitled behavior where they go around and they don't handle any kind of adversity. They seek the easiest route and they seek what's selfishly best for their son or their daughter or whatever it is that you're looking for. In this case with Dan Hurley, a son, of course. But when it comes down to it, guys, this is a major problem when it surrounds Bear Alexander here. He's got people that aren't his parents that are involved in these situations, whether it's handlers, whether it's trainers, mentors, whatever, but you have some blood-sucking leeches that care more about Bear Alexander as a meal ticket, about getting a percentage of whatever he's going to get, than they do care about Bear Alexander himself. Because if it was about development, he would have stayed at Georgia and developed under Kirby Smart. Zero doubts about that. Glenn Schumann, Kirby Smart, what they've done with interior defensive linemen just in the last few years alone, with the Devontae Wyatts, with Jordan Davis, with Jalen Carter. Heck, Bear Alexander played beside Jalen Carter in the national championship game against TCU. They were just blowing him out so bad that as a freshman, he had started to earn more and more playing time, but they let him just really kind of turn loose in that game, and he made some nice plays. He had some tackles for a loss, had a sack. I mean, Bear Alexander had an opportunity, but Bear Alexander cares more about what can I get out of a situation than he does of, okay, how am I going to be a part of a team? How am I going to develop? How am I going to win? How am I going to be viewed by scouts at the next level? And are these red flags that I'm just stacking up in my bag back here, are they going to hamper me going forward? Listen, everybody, there's extenuating circumstances, and if a coach is leaving or if there is mistreatment or something like that, then yes, I understand a player leaving. But when it is a pattern where you've been to four, really five, because one he didn't get to go play at, but four high schools that you've played at, and then three colleges now, my question to Steve Sarkisian and Brian Kelly is it worth it? Is it worth it bringing in a guy who you know is going to be superior talent, but he could absolutely just drop a stick of dynamite into your culture that you're building, into your locker room? Because Texas and LSU are both on the precipice, I believe, of getting to the point where their culture is in a good enough spot where it will allow them to win, allow them to get to national championship level. And what are you saying to your players if you're willing to take a guy that has been everywhere over the last 7 years and really would just be a mercenary for your team in 2024? So that's my question, guys. Please let us know in the comments if you would take Bear Alexander on your team. And are we overthinking the moving around? Are we overthinking the team dynamic? Are those days gone? Is it all about just collecting the most talent? Listen, Texas and LSU no doubt need interior defensive linemen. Both, that is the weakness of both teams. I think you could see, make an argument for Texas because Bear Alexander originally is from Texas. And then when it comes down to it, LSU has Bo Davis. Okay. If he's looking for a defensive line coach, who Bo Davis came from Texas back to LSU. If you're looking for a defensive line coach that's going to develop you, there's no guy that arguably is better than Bo Davis that's going to help you out there. But I don't know, guys. Both of them have been linked to it. Of course, Deion Sanders will be into the conversation as well. But this is a guy who undoubtedly, whether the NFL scouts say he's ready or not, he's going to be gone. He's going to bolt from your program after this. Is it worth the headache? Is it worth the what is surrounding Bear Alexander and having to deal with that and having to bring forth the resources needed, because he's not coming for free, right? He's testing the market for sure is what he's doing in this transfer portal move. Once again, in the middle of spring ball, like he did to Georgia, doing the same thing to USC. I would not take Bear Alexander on my team. I do not think it's worth the culture, but you guys may be different.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.